Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kehan. Today, we'll discuss the article by Nakashima et al. Titled, Rapid Electrical Stimulation Causes Alterations in Cardiac Intracellular Junction Proteins of Cardiomyocytes. This article published online March 7, 2014. My guests today are Associate Editor Masafumi Kitakaze, Lead author Tomoko Okusa, and expert Motoaki Sano. Let's get started.
This is Masafumi Kitakaze, one of the associate editors of AJP. I'd like to start podcast for the excellent original article of Dr. Nakashima, Okusa, and co-workers regarding the rapid electrical stimulation and adhesion gap junction in cardiomyocyte. All of the cardiologists agree that the rapid pacing of the heart causes calcium overload and myocardial cell damages, which is one of the mechanisms of heart failure. However, the cellular mechanisms and the drugs to prevent this phenomenon are unknown, enforcing us to investigate the relationship between the rapid electrical stimulation and adhesion gap junction in cardiomyocyte and its cellular mechanisms. To respond to this requirement, Dr. Okusa and co-workers performed this study. So Tomoko, please briefly explain what you have achieved in your paper.
Thank you, Masafumi. The intercellular junctions contain two complexes, adhesion junction and the connection gap junction. Gap junctions provide a pathway for intercellular current flow. Adhesion junctions mediate normal mechanical coupling and plays an important role in the stability of gap junctions. We investigate the effect of rapid electrical stimulation on cardiac intercellular junctions, especially beta-catenin and the connection 43 alterations. We also study the effect of angiotensin II receptor blockade, olmesartan, on intercellular junction remodeling. Neonatal rat-cultured cardiomyocyte and the lung endolymph-perfused whole heart were subjected to rapid electrical stimulation. In this study, conduction properties of cardiomyocyte were examined by extracellular potential mapping system. Connection 43 protein expression in cardiomyocyte was significantly increased after 60 minutes. Interestingly, beta-catenin expression and total cell fraction was significantly increased after 30 minutes. The expression level of beta-catenin in nucleus was dramatically increased after 10 minutes. It is well known beta-catenin function as TCF left transcriptional activator of connection 43, and its degradation is regulated by GSK3-beta. Conduction velocity was increased significantly by less than 60 minutes. Olmesartan prevented most of these effects of rapid electrical stimulation. We showed an increase of phosphorylated GSK3-beta was attenuated by olmesartan. GSK3-beta is reported to be phosphorylated by MAP kinases and inhibit beta-catenin degradation. The changes in beta-catenin precede connection 43 gap junction remodeling and might play an important role in the formation and the stability of gap junctions. Olmesartan might be a new upstream arrhythmia therapy by modulating intercellular junction remodeling through in a part beta-catenin signaling pathway.
Oh, excellent, Tomoko. So, Motoaki, please provide the impression of this paper to Tomoko.
To me, the most impressive finding in this study is beta-catenin-mediated crosstalk between adhesion junction and connection gap junction. Using in vitro culture cardiomyocytes, Tomoko demonstrated the molecular events underlying dynamic change in intercellular junctions remodeling. Rapid electrical stimulation induced phosphorylation of GSK3-beta and nuclear accumulation of beta-catenin at 10 minutes, an increase in the total cellular expression level of beta-catenin at 30 minutes, elevation of connection 43 protein expression and increased conduction velocity at 60 minutes. These results support her hypothesis that a change in adhesion junctions precedes gap junctions remodeling. Most of the evidence obtained from in vitro culture system was confirmed by ex vivo Langendorff perfused heart. Remarkably, these events were cancelled by angiotensin II type 1 receptor antagonist.
Okay, thank you very much, Motoaki. So please provide the question or comment to Tomoko.
Okay, so from clinical point of view, I have a question regarding to the therapeutic effect of ARB on intercellular junction remodeling. Dr. Oksa previously demonstrated that in a hamster model of cardiomyopathy, which died suddenly with ventricular tachycardia, ventricular fibrillation, a decrease in the total cellular expression level of beta-catenin and nuclear beta-catenin precedes the reduction of connexin 43 expression and the VT-VF induction. Olmesartan improved abnormal intercalated disc ultrastructural changes, attenuated the decrease of total cellular and nuclear beta-catenin expression, decreased ventricular tachycardia, ventricular fibrillation induction, and improved survival rate. By contrast, in the present study, rapid electrical stimulation increased the total cellular expression level of beta-catenin and nuclear beta-catenin, thereby enhancing the connexin 43 expression and conduction velocity via connexin gap junction. Interestingly, olmesartan this time suppressed the increase of total cellular and nuclear beta-catenin expression and the enhanced connexin 43 expression and conduction velocity in rapid electrical stimulation models. So my first question would be, how to reconcile these conflict results in terms of the effect of ARB on intracellular junctions remodeling in different situations?
Yes, thank you for a very important question. We wish to speculate and explain these conflict results as follows. The heart failure model used in our previous study was delta-sarcoglycan deficient hamster. In failing heart of this cardiomyopathic hamster, translocation of beta-catenin, it means beta-catenin translocation to cell membrane to maintain mechanical coupling might be occurred, and activated renin-angiotensin system might contribute to this translocation. Then, ARB might modulate abnormal beta-catenin translocation and resulted in an increase of nuclear beta-catenin expression. During development of heart failure, activated and complicated signal crosstalk between renin-angiotensin system, other neurohumoral factors, and other signaling molecules are not identical with those of in vitro experiment with cultured cardiomyocyte exposed to rapid electrical stimulation. The nature of signaling intermediate between angiotensin II and MAP kinase and GSK3-beta and beta-catenin in different conditions await further study.
Okay, Dr. Oksa, thank you very much. And Motoaki, please make a second question.
Okay, so reduced expression of connexin 43 in arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy with a mutation in the pregoglobulin gene is believed to be as an underlying mechanism of arrhythmogenicity. So do you think that the elevation of connexin 43 expression under rapid electrical stimulation can be regarded as an adaptive response rather than a maladaptive remodeling?
Thank you so much. Yes, we support the upregulation of connexin 43 in cardiomyocyte exposed to rapid electrical stimulation through canonical and non-canonical Wnt signaling pathway might be an adaptive response to maintain a normal electrical propagation. In our monolayer cultured cardiomyocyte, conduction velocity was increased, and isochrome of activation front exhibit a smooth and symmetric pattern, as shown in Figure 6. However, in whole diseased heart, the isochrome of activation front might be extremely distorted, indicating spatial inhomogeneity of propagation. Then, these changes might result in an initiation and or perpetuation of arrhythmias.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Tomoko. So, Motoaki, do you have any other short questions?
Generally speaking, is intercalated disc remodeling involved in the other clinical situation, such as transition from paroxysmal atrial fibrillation to persistent atrial fibrillation?
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, we and other investigators have previously reported qualitative and quantitative alterations of connexin 40 gap junction of atrial myocardium in patients with persistent atrial fibrillation. However, we have not investigated changes of adhesion junctions in patients with atrial fibrillation. The in vivo and vitro study of intercalated disc remodeling of atrial fibrillation is a very interesting study to understand the mechanism of initiation and perpetuation of atrial fibrillation.
So, lastly, please tell us the clinical implication of this physiological and molecular biological study, since I believe that the data of ALB seems to be very, very important.
Thank you so much. Our study provided an interesting new knowledge of intercellular protein alterations during rapid electrical stimulation, so-called tachycardia, in clinical setting. We identified the precedence of changes in adhesion junction protein beta-catenin during the development of gap junction remodeling. Furthermore, we reported one of the underlying mechanisms of the effect of angiotensin II type 1 receptor blockade on beta-catenin expression. In the past, the investigations of arrhythmias have been mainly focused on cardiac ion channels. We wish to suggest the intercellular protein are also an important arrhythmogenic substrate. We believe our study might play an important role not only in the investigation of pathogenesis of arrhythmias, but also in the upstream therapy for tachyarrhythmias.
Okay, thank you very much. We understand that Dr. Nakajima and Oaks identified the preceding event of the changes in adhesion junction protein beta-catenin during the development of gap junction of remodeling during rapid electrical pacing stimulation, and rapid electrical stimulation system, a RAS system, is involved in these procedures. We hope that this elucidation would give a big impact for not only cardiovascular physiology, but clinical medicine in the near future. Thank you very much, Dr. Sano and Dr. Oksa.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.